Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. One of three meetings is being held in Rhinelander next month to talk about a DNR plan to limit the amount of pollution, especially phosphorus, that rolls into the Wisconsin River Basin. Ken Kroll tells us more.
DNR Water Resources Engineer Kevin Kirsch says the meetings will talk about total maximum daily load, or TMDL, going into the river system. He says the goal is to figure out how much pollution a body of water can receive and still meet water quality standards.
And in the Wisconsin River Basin, we have numerous water bodies that are not meeting water quality standards. In fact, we have 109 stream and river segments and 38 lakes and reservoirs that are currently listed as impaired due to elevated phosphorus levels.
The DNR will conduct a webinar on Wednesday, February 21st at 1 p.m. to provide the public with an overview of the TMDL analysis and explain how to access the report and allocations. More information on that is on the DNR website. Kirsch outlines who would be affected by the water quality plans.
Traditional wastewater dischargers, both industrial and municipal. We have allocations for the non-point sources, the agricultural sources, the municipal stormwater sources. Because we're looking to meet water quality standards, the people who live on these lakes, reservoirs, recreate, also will be impacted, hopefully, through improved water quality.
The study area covers the Wisconsin River Basin north of Lake Wisconsin, encompassing or touching portions of 21 counties. The first of these meetings is March 5th from 1 until 4 p.m. at the Quality Inn, located on West Kemp Street in Rhinelander. Other meetings will be in Stevens Point on March 6th and March 13th in Portage. More information on that is on the DNR website by putting TMDL in the search box. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
A Forest County judge has granted a temporary restraining order to keep a convicted sex offender from living in the town of Blackwell. Another judge had ordered 52-year-old Jeffrey Levasseur to live in a rented house there, but Judge Leon Stenz countered that with the temporary restraining order granted last week. Residents living nearby had filed a civil suit against the property owner, arguing the neighborhood does not allow rentals. The property owner has filed a motion requesting a new judge. The Oneida County Health Department is hosting a series of classes beginning next month to help parents with young teenagers get through what can be interesting times. Community Health Specialist Jennifer Camilleri says Strengthening Families program helps parents of young people between the ages of 10 and 14 to get together one time a week for 7 weeks to help build a bond with their kids.
Get some skills to help them with some of the struggles that they might, they're inevitably going to experience as they move through middle school.
Camilleri says they build what she calls a family shield.
So they talk about what their family values are, recognize those values, and then use them when they're out dealing with peer pressure, dealing with stress for the youth. What does stress look like? What are strategies to overcome that? Using love and limits, like how do you show love? How do you show love to your parents, your other family members? How do the parents show love to their youth? And then how do limits help?
Camilleri says the health department is hosting a free education night to see if the program is a good fit for your family. Parents, caregivers, and community members are invited on Thursday, February 22nd at 4:30 p.m. at James Williams Middle School Library. The Strengthening Families program is free. Child care is provided for younger children, and a family meal is served each evening. An expert is proposing a new plan to help more people save for retirement along with Social Security. Tim Morrissey reports.
A retirement expert says this crisis is a problem the nation can solve and a disaster if it doesn't. Teresa Ghilarducci is an economics professor at the New School for Social Research, who says too many people rely on Social Security alone to fund their retirement, with payments that aren't enough to provide retirement security. Ghilarducci calls America's present retirement system a failure.
The system only worked for very few people. So it's not a failure to the upper income, higher educated, lucky people. But when I say it's a failure for 95% of the people. And in that book, it's an utter failure.
Ghilarducci has co-written a book on how to change the retirement system. She and her co-author, Blackstone Financial CEO Tony James, say they're seeing some bipartisan interest for their idea of a national, mandatory savings account. Gattarducci says the concept of people voluntarily saving for retirement as soon as they begin their work life and never touching the savings is counter to observed human behavior.
So we are proposing a mandatory savings account on top of Social Security so that when you retire and you draw out Social Security, your pension benefit is a lot bigger. It's Social Security and your annuity on top of that.
She says too many people have nothing other than Social Security when they retire, and 401k plans have not turned out to be a remedy.
It surprised all of the experts that the 401k system, despite people saying it's popular, didn't expand coverage. Over the past 40 years, when we got rid of traditional pensions and adopted the 401k, fewer workers are covered than they had before.
She adds fewer than half of all private sector workers don't have retirement savings plans through their employers. I'm Tim Morrissey reporting.
Our forecast for tonight is for mostly cloudy skies and a low around 4 below. Tomorrow, cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing with a high near 27. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 40 degrees. Northwoods Cafe is next. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.